Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's been a busy week on the timeline on @ShowTeebsLove on Twitter. Everybody huddle up. It's time for a little team talk. Before we even get into people making Teebs cry last night, I did not know that, someone tried to make you cry last night. I was about to say, I don't think that you've... Have you ever cried?
Of course, man.
Okay. You know, you said with such a straight face, I don't know if you're joking or...
I find it hard to believe.
No, I've cried. Okay. About a decade ago.
All right, there you go. Let's say hello again once more to Bo and AJ as well. Two rock star musicians that you're working with, Teebs. Tell me about these guys. How do they fit into the picture?
I think from my side of the game now, I'm more on strategy. You know, I like to play with different sound. There's a lot of stuff that we're gonna do in terms of, your usual radio, iTunes, etc. But we're gonna get into, what we can do with brands, what we can do with channel, what we can do with scoring, all that type of stuff. And I'm working with two guys that really understand that really well, with AJ and Bo. And I'm looking forward to it, man.
How do we describe your styles and your vibe and what you bring to a track or you bring to a piece of production?
For me, it's Bo, Cresta and myself that are working on something very different. Like
that have worked on something
Different. We have worked on something different and still working on other stuff. But, we've actually just done a track titled Roller Coaster. And, with the song, it's a vibey song, it's a feel-good song. Bound to be chart-topping, so it's a brand new song. The music video should be dropping any time on all your mainstream channels, but more so with this, we're just showing different cultures working together and really creating a fusion,
Yeah, if you look at where music is right now, I've always believed that there's an authentic South African sound that we have, and it's taken so long for even us as South Africans to be comfortable enough to exporting it out the country. And what's happening now, there's a trend now where I believe that America and the rest of the world have run out of ideas and they are looking into Africa, for ideas. And I think that what we've put on the song, like I said, AJ, Bo and Bo, talking about Bo like it's somebody else. AJ, myself and Cuesta is obviously we are from three different backgrounds. Cuesta is a hip hop artist, AJ R&B, and I'm more of a pop R&B dance kind of genre, person. So for us, just getting together and bringing that those backgrounds already was interesting. And JR produced the track, and JR is one of those people that really writes based on what inspires him. He's not limited to a genre, so that already says a lot about what you can expect in the track Roller Coaster. And the theme of the song is really about the ups and downs of life and being able to ride, the life experience with the highs and the lows. We all go through it, and at the end of the day, man, we got to do what we got to do to survive, and we got to do what we got to do to be happy, and that's what the roller coaster is.
Huh. At this point, you have to give an example or a snippet or something.
Yeah, well, you guys actually have the music.
I was looking, to double check if we do.
But I don't know if we can... What, do you want to play it off the track or play it off your phone or?
Yeah, we can organize. I've got it on the memory stick as well.
We can do it a cappella though, can't we?
Of course we can.
It's like freestyling. Guys.
Yeah, but you know what I like? You know what I'd like? I'd like people to hear the rhythm in the track because I think that's what drives the track. It's like AJ said, it's a feel good track, but it's one of those tracks that when the drop comes in, man, you got a groove to it. So if we sing it a cappella now, people might just think, hey, it's a gospel song or So let's not preach. Let's rather play the right one.
Okay, cool. So I tell you what, I can't seem to find it on the system here. So you want to pass it over there? You got it. We'll play like 20-30 seconds because this is a podcast.
But you
got to be right.
But you got to be careful because the version I'm going to give you is what we there's a clean version and there's
we don't,
a
we don't, dirty, we don't stress bro. About dirty.
That's
here,
what
bro.
I'm talking yeah. about.
We don't
man,
stress
you know,
about dirty.
Like
play Bo, that shit.
Like
play
Bo, that. I like this place. Like Bo said, when we wrote the song when we were in studio with JR, we just wanted a song that everyone could relate to. And, with the song, we just want people to disconnect from their realities and just enjoy the music and, have fun.
All right, so I'm going to play like 20-30 seconds because otherwise we have to log with Samara and go wild. But this is just a taster. This is out everywhere, right?
Yeah, let's open the volume on this.
Let's up the volume. Turn that up over there.
It's turned.
And then we're going to press play, right? Okay, let's see. Is that going to work?
No. That's the one.
Hang on. This is okay. Do you know what it is? We got to take your cover off your phone, bro, to get the aux cable in. It's being one of those, and then it'll slide in, and it happens on mine as well all the time. Alright, let's plug that in over there. Now there's no more cover, so it should work a hell of a lot better, and let's see what we can do. Hang on. Okay. You're gonna have to just... AJ, I still got my... yeah, bro, I still got my... The boy Questa. Yeah, roller coaster. I need... I feel that you tingle, but you will come see. And I need to see ID or something else if you wanna chill. Or I get in touch with us. Say my boy. We all got enough. So come on. Get in by the club. So come on. We all by the bar. Because life's a roller coaster. Very, very cool. You make it hard for me to only play 20 seconds of that. That's very, very cool. That's very, very sick.
Well, I got an idea.
Yeah.
You've played 20 seconds and you've stopped and we've spoken, right?
Yeah.
How about we play 20 seconds of the rap?
Oh, yes. If you can fast forward there, we could totally do that.
Of course.
Let's get there. Yeah, it's always an interesting... I mean, talk to me about the rights in that for a second, because I'd have to explain to everyone now why we can't play the whole song and put it in the podcast, because that's illegal. But if the artists are sitting here, it's okay. But the rights on music and that is quite a big aspect of it. I mean, you've got to take that, get it registered. There's a whole process.
Yeah, yeah. It's look, I believe in, at the end of it all, it's all in the interest of the creative people that spend endless hours, you know, conceptualizing the song, the producers, all these people that at some point somehow have got to earn an income, you know. So if you're not protected as an artist, if your rights unprotected, you know, there's no way you'll earn income out of the track. So I totally agree with it. I'm totally for it. And yeah, I mean, as much as I'd like to play the whole song now, you know, I got an idea to the rules as well. What do you say, Tim?
Hey man, rules are there. I mean, the rules are there to protect us.
Absolutely, you know? So, but we are gonna fast forward to that rap, and then while you're finding that, let's get into some of Teebs' tweets here. Farrah tried to make me cry last night. What happened, sir?
Oh, it was the 8th birthday of her company, and then she got me all up in her speech, and like she was crying and she was trying to make me cry, but it didn't work.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that it was okay.
It was never gonna work.
The few times Mai has been roughed up have really messed with him.
He's always got a story on his timeline about someone beating him up when he was like 7 or something. Like, it's clearly messed with him like his entire life.
Well, it's hectic to be beaten up when you're a kid.
All boys have been beaten up at some point. We've all been.
Yep. Like a donut.
Part of the process. AJ, you've been beaten up?
No, I'm fortunate enough to not have been beaten up.
Hey, it's going to happen. It's gonna
I'm
happen.
Glad you said that, because I didn't want to be like, no, I haven't either. So at least it's a 50-50.
Hold on. Are you guys still boys?
I mean,
are you guys still?
I
boys?
Had my bar mitzvah, bro.
What I'm saying is, we're hanging out as boys right now, right? Let's not rule out that somebody might get a beating still.
Okay,
yeah, look, don't scare anyone.
Here's an interesting one. Imagine Obama's nuts were on display. Oaks would be ghosts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand this thing about putting our president's balls like on display. You know, so like, and if that happened with Obama, you know, like somebody's got to go. You know, like he'd be gone.
Yeah, he would
disappear.
That would not be a good situation. In entertainment, it's not about keeping the gents happy. The gents are a byproduct of the ladies being happy.
Yeah, if ladies are coming, dudes are coming. If ladies are dancing, dudes are spending. It's that simple.
So is it more important to play
Yo,
roller coaster
Tibbs,
for women?
You need to drop those lyrics, man. I've got a track that I need those.
Okay, we'll get to the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about.
that's the rule of a club as well. That's why they let women in for free. No interest in politics, no intention to vote, but you're knee deep in the sitch if caterers are sipping champagne.
Yeah, I don't like these. These are temporary revolutionaries. These you say nothing for 4 years, and then all of a sudden you see people campaigning, and obviously campaigning comes with a lot of schmoozing, and all of a sudden people are Viva this and Viva that. I think it's just there needs to be a level of consistency, because after these elections, we all need to carry on with our lives again.
Yeah, listen, this is a big year because there are these elections. I was thinking the other day how interesting it must be to be like an advertising agency for the different political parties, because they all do have advertising agencies.
They do.
Would you take on that work?
In many ways, I have. You know, I consult where I can, especially when it comes to social media and influencer strategies. You know, so I play my part.
You tweeted, "Who's for lunch?" Who did it end up being?
Who's for lunch is just a way of saying who is for lunch, as in who would like lunch.
Oh, okay. You see how there's so many different interpretations.
Look, let's guys in the room. I mean, there's
Who's for supper? Open-ended. Guys? Like, who wants supper?
Okay. All right. Have we found that rap?
Not yet. I'm on it.
Still not. Okay. Let's go through one or two more tweets here. Let me blog and then go handle this recce.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I did.
Boom. Officially pitching for 2017. Boom.
Yeah.
Officially pitching. I'm so immune to so many things in these streets, never immune to being human, though. Do good.
Yeah, I think the things that people expect to touch you, they don't really touch me. You know, I think sometimes, obviously, you get disappointed by humans, you know, and you react a certain way, and then people tell you that's uncharacteristic, or come on, dog, you're older now, you got to be more mature, or whatever. I think, like, we all have that moment where there's no maturity, and it's not about being older or whatever. It's like humans just shouldn't mess with each other, in my opinion.
That's a good thought. AJ, you want to reiterate any of that?
No, I agree with him 100%.
Each and every contour.
I was probably thinking about
makeup.
A very, very hot chick.
Okay, there you go. We're just about out of time, so I want to see if we can get that in. Have we managed to get it? Fantastic. Okay, you're going to plug it in. Let me give you the cable over here.
So you heard AJ on the first verse, and I was on the hook, and now Questa on the raps. Do you call it raps? What do you call it?
Yeah, the raps, bars.
The raps, the bars, the shizness, you know what I'm saying.
Take a listen.
Are we ready there?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Let's roll this thing.
Ah!
Where is it?
It happens, guys.
It happens, it happens. You know? Okay, I'll do it again quickly. I'll do it quickly again. Let me try it again.
Alright, we're going to try that again. In the meantime, AJ, do you want to tell me how we keep up with you all day, bro?
Yeah, man. You can find me on Instagram, aj.za. My Facebook page, AJ South Africa. And I'm new to Twitter, but it's AJ_South Africa.
Fantastic. Teebs?
At Show Teebs Love on Twitter, Teebs06 on Instagram, Develo6 on Snapchat, and Teebs.co.za.
Sick. Let's see if the universe is going to work with us. Oh, no.
It is.
Is it? Like, there we go.
These lights might blind you. And if they kill me, we gotta take me to the mall, cause bitch, I'ma die cool. I don't care about rivals. I don't care, I got the style. And when I get there, ain't nobody compare. While I don't stay clear, what a rifle. Dear Lord, won't you guide me? Dear Lord, won't you guide me? I'm so pretty.
That was good enough, right? That was a good take. Yeah. All right, how do we keep up with you, sir?
Yo, this is your boy, Bo. I'm at Bo Denim on Instagram, Bo Denim on Facebook, Bo Denim on Twitter, soon to be Bo Chief Rocker. Lego!
I dig it. That there is this week's Team Talk with Teebs. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.